This is the New World Report. I'm John Batts with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're going to attend to the Brazilian election, the gigantic Brazilian election, in a moment. But first, Joseph Umeyer is here to provide us what we can learn at this point about the scale of bad actors coming at the direction of the Maduro regime and their allies, including Moscow, including Tehran, perhaps including Beijing, into other regions of the United States, but other regions, Central America, South America. Joseph, you have a very intimidating chart here called the Bolivarian Revolution Drug Network. It includes the Maduro regime at the top, but also it connects with the Mexican cartels, with the Hezbollah, smugglers from Lebanon, the Assad regime out of Damascus, which hires Hezbollah to fight its civil war, and the IRGC, all moving together. And then the piece that I don't entirely understand, Colombia's FARC and ELN, are they actively participating with the Maduro regime, the Colombians crossing the border back and forth, or are they independent actors with regard to Caracas, keeping the money for themselves?
Well, John, yeah, this is a paper that is fresh off the press. We just published it today. It's called Weaponized Drug Trafficking. And that chart that you're talking about that's visualized inside the report, it's based off of judicial cases that the Department of Justice has presented. Now, most of them are indictments. They're not necessarily convictions. But if you read these indictments very carefully, they talk about this connection from Syria, Assad, Hezbollah, Iran, Maduro, the FARC. And actually, I'll give you one specific data point. This is one of the cases that they talk about, a specific drug shipment that happened in 2014 to where members of the Maduro regime negotiated or brokered a deal between the FARC and Hezbollah and Hamas to be able to send narcotics, cocaine specifically, from the Colombia-Venezuela border to Syria and the Middle East in exchange for high-grade military weapons. I think we're talking about AT-4s and Kalashnikovs and things like that to go over to the FARC in Colombia for their war. And so that was a case that was put before a grand jury. It's something that's being indicted. They're actually indicting a Syrian Venezuelan, a former member of the National Assembly of Venezuela that actually volunteered to fight in Assad's civil war in Syria. This is a Venezuelan-Syrian dual national that traveled from the Venezuelan parliament to Syria to fight in that civil war back before this. But part of that, what he was doing was brokering this arms for drugs deal. And this is a big deal, John, because what we're seeing, I mean, what we see it from the United States side is we're seeing mass overdose of drug casualties or people that are dying from overdose of fentanyl, people that are dying from overdose of cocaine. There's been over 142,000 overdose deaths in the last year if you combine cocaine, fentanyl, and some other drugs. And what that's doing is it's basically destroying the social fabric of many American communities, according to those Department of Justice indictments. And there's, we cite three inside the report, but actually there's more than a dozen. They talk about how this was a deliberate effort by Venezuela in its what they call super cartel to work with the Mexican cartels and all these terrorist groups to basically, quote unquote, flood the United States with deadly drugs. And we in the report, we talk about how Texas, I think specifically, is one of the targets of this, being that it's a border state and it's a state now that's being also infiltrated by the Mexican cartels, most notably the Jalisco New Generations cartel, which is probably overtaking the Sinaloa cartel as the major power cartel inside Texas.
And these networks right now, Joseph, operating with a single command, or is this opportunism?
Threat networks in today's day and age have moved from having a vertical structure, a command and control where it has one ringleader at top or a network up top, and it provides orders down to the soldiers on the ground, to having what's called a horizontal network where you have independent, somewhat autonomous local cells that are guided by a same kind of synergy in logistics, but also guided by the opportunities that exist inside illicit economies. So we're not saying that this is something that's command and controlled by Venezuela, but it's definitely something that's being used, as you said, opportunistically by Venezuela. And the numbers don't lie, John. I mean, like this, back in 2010, Venezuela only had about 1% of the global cocaine market. Today, in 2022, Venezuela is controlling up to 25% of the global cocaine market. That's upwards of 400 to 450 metric tons of cocaine, which is one out of three every kilos of cocaine that's shipped around the world comes from the Colombian-Venezuelan border. So those numbers are real.
Ernesto, I ask you because you give me an insight about how the gangs are seen as the threat in Brazil, not the gangs working with outside actors for narco-terrorism. I believe the largest or most powerful, or certainly one of, in all of the New World is a Brazilian gang. Did you run into concern in Brasilia that what we're looking at here is invasion by other states, not just narco-trafficking?
Again, John, I tried to spoke a lot inside the cabinet and other colleagues regarding this combination of narco regimes and the PCC, the Brazilian largest gang, not the only one, unfortunately, but the largest. And again, people don't want to hear about that. They like the world that they grew up with, where you had the states here and some criminal gangs there. The government's approach to combating drug trafficking is just to patrol some borders to the extent that they can be patrolled and apprehend the cocaine here and there. And they saw we increased a lot of apprehension of cocaine, and so we're fighting drugs. But they're doing nothing. I tried to put some pressure on regimes that favor drug trafficking, like Bolivia, like Maduro, of course, like Bolivia under Evo Morales, and then after Evo Morales, and others. But I was alone, basically, in that regard. So, and everything they're saying is very worrisome.
Right.
I'm sorry to extend, but the threats are here. I mean, in our hemisphere, drugs manipulated by Russia, China, Iran, and people, some people, racial, they think this is outside. This is away from our region.
Let's turn to the Brazil election, go inside then with
sure.
Ernesto and Joseph. The Brazilian election, the first round coming up in hours, days, when we return. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,